your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tom at Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. I think I'm getting, like, fitter. Because, like, when we first started doing this, I would get out of breath. Like, when I started trying to do it real fast, and then now I just feel, like, energized. Like, I could run a marathon right now.
You go ahead. I'm not coming.
Oh, you don't want to come run a marathon?
I'll come with you, but I'm going to be on a bicycle or something.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, you could, like, be behind, what's, from Rocky. What was,
You got rocks. You keep pumping, keep pushing your rocks.
He was on a bicycle, wasn't he? He's, like, behind him. Wasn't he, like, hitting him with something?
I think he was throwing something.
Mickey. Have Larry with us today, and, Larry, have you, you've seen the Rocky movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, the, how many are there?
70?
I've seen like two of them.
Uncountable.
I think I've seen the first and the second.
I think it's up to five or six.
Okay, sweet. So, five or six? Yeah, I think six. The Rocky one with Creed. Then you got Rocky two with more Creed.
Yeah, well, they like tied each other.
Rocky three is Hogan.
Is it Hogan? Rocky,
Rocky
five,
4
T.
is where Creed dies.
Oh.
No, 3
five.
Is T.
3 is T.
3 is T. 4 is Hogan.
Yeah.
5, Creed dies.
Yeah, and he fights Drago.
And he fights Drago. And then 6
is the one
I'm in something in the basement. Where Rocky Balboa, where Rocky's like ancient.
Oh, yeah.
And then now you could go 7 and you
or
go Creed. Have you seen Creed?
No, I haven't seen it.
I don't know how we just got on Rocky.
I don't know. We're still on Rocky.
We're not talking about Rocky today. So real quick, Deep Fried Geek news I don't want to talk about, Tom.
Yeah.
Stitcher is an app that you can download on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the most popular podcasts apps out there. We are now on Stitcher.
Woo!
So you can grab us on that. If you have a Stitcher app on your phone, you can download us from there. Remember, you can also get us on iTunes. We only have one review on iTunes. It's from a steampunk chick, and she says we're awesome.
Sweet!
But other than that, we need some reviews on iTunes. So if you download us from iTunes, please review us on there. Let us know what you think of us.
Hopefully good reviews. If you have bad reviews, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, just email me and complain to us on there. You can email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Tell me I'm a Jew hater. Whatever. whatever you want to say.
Anti-Semite.
Yes. Thank you for being my social justice warrior there, Timer Two Stars.
Well, put the tables on this.
Remember,
time.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Podbean app now,
woo!
And Stitcher app.
Oh, we're branching out, baby.
We're all over the place. Keep growing. If you have somewhere else you want us to be on, let us know, too. Hey, Tom, guess what?
What, buddy?
We have a special guest with us today.
We do.
He is a fan of ours.
We are a super fan.
He lives local. He is a cool dude. He's a super geek. He plays hockey.
Hockey.
He is awesome.
That's hardcore. I feel like a jabroni.
I do feel like a... Oh, yeah. He could probably beat you.
He might. Let's keep him on
he
the...
He would just, like, hold him
on
your shirt over
your
head.
Over my hand, just start wailing on my back.
No, forget about punching. I just flip you over on your back.
Ah, turtle! Kick it out! Kick it out! I'm really obese dipping!
I'm gonna push my belly!
Luckily, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, you're not like me.
No.
You're not officially morbidly obese.
I guess not.
His name is Evan Enger. Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Evan
yes.
That's a good way to pronounce it.
It's a tongue twister.
The Avenger. Yeah, so that's good. Avenger.
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 It's hard. It's
all the Avengers of the world.
If you say it too
enjoy.
Fast, sounds like you're just saying Avenger.
Who is this? Who's this? Avenger. Huh? Avenger. Oh,
Avenger.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Avenger.
Yep,
how are you, Avenger?
Pretty good.
Awesome. So, So, you've been a Deep Fried Geeks fan for how long?
I'd say 4 months now.
Sweet. Have you listened to every single episode, you think?
Yeah, almost every episode.
Wow.
Oh,
gosh.
I don't even know all our episodes.
We need to get you, like, a patch or
we
something.
We need to get, like a special Deep Fried Geeks fan medal badge.
Package of love.
Yeah.
The Medal of Honor.
Well, like, if we have, like, a Deep Fried Geeks, like, listener package.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What would be, like, in it? Like
a t-shirt, a pillow that says, put it under your head.
Some matzo balls.
Some food.
some exotic food.
Some awesome beef jerky.
The Hungry Man beef jerky.
Hungry Man beef jerky.
Just cliche.
Well, Larry?
A comic book.
Comic book.
Jar, 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 and jar, jar.
Put it under your head, pillow. I like
put
that.
It under your head. Pacifier that says, put it in your mouth.
A bottle of pee.
A bottle of pee.
No.
Copy two stars of pee. It's labeled. You have two separate bottles.
It's
what
still
if
warm.
They're switched?
Oh, then I can drink both of them. So, what do you think has been your favorite episode so far?
Avenger.
This one's very difficult, but I have to say Red Pines.
Oh, the Red Vines
one.
Yes.
I need to re-listen to Red Vines because that is like our most downloaded episode in 3 months.
Really?
For some reason.
I
it's
remember
been downloaded
you guys
like
some hardcore shade at me because I said Twizzlers.
Twizzlers!
So why do you think it was your favorite?
I don't know. It just... I feel like I laughed the most in that one.
Okay. All right. We need to re-listen to that one.
I'm going
to
see what we did right.
Because the one I laughed the most at is the Man Fourth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one was good.
I don't know that much. I think that one's hilarious.
That one's good. That's probably my second favorite.
There's no Leviticus in that one.
No.
That's kind of missing. And if you haven't noticed, there's no Leviticus today either.
No.
We're recording a little earlier, and he is out protesting Donald Trump and the wall being built.
Mega tacos for
saving the Mexicans.
So a couple questions for you, Avenger, so we can get to know you a little bit better.
Yep.
What's your favorite food? What do you like to put in your mouth?
I have multiple different ones. It's difficult.
Sorry, it's so weird.
You started it.
Sure.
So multiple, okay.
Yeah, but I have to say that the most favorite I have is a straight up cheeseburger. Because there's so many different versions of it.
There are
true.
So many.
There's bacon burgers. There's... customization ones.
Double single steak. The fried egg burgers.
Yeah.
Onion rings on top.
So, do you when you order it, we go to like a special place where you can like get medium, medium well, medium rare, do you get it like a certain way? Or do you
I get it medium rare.
I probably just get it medium rare.
Oh man, Adventure, you're a man.
So cheeseburgers are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We know Larry's favorite food is pizza, right?
Yes,
pizza.
Of course.
Larry is a pizza fan. Tommy Two Stars, steady diet of Snickers,
sushi,
and
chicken and nuggets.
Chicken. Boom! Whoa! Number one fan over here. Boom!
I
don't know
where. Outside my window when I go home.
He knows us better than we know us.
I'm Google. I know everything about you.
That's
up until
the point
you
have to Google that stuff. Tell me your favorite food. Show us your geek, man. What do you geek out about the most?
If it's a video game adaptation of like a book or a movie, I usually am freaking out. But typically, if it looks like a good game to me, I just freak out. Overwatch. I played the beta as soon as it came out. I played it for maybe 2 hours a day.
Overwatch. Have you played that game?
Oh, it's good.
It looked kind of cool. I was a little late to the beta.
Is it system-wide?
Yes, it's for every system.
Yep.
Every
system.
For PS4 and 3.
What kind of game is it?
It's a first-person shooter. It's more of a cartoony version of Call of Duty and stuff.
Okay.
But there's like a bunch of different characters that you can play as.
Each character is like special abilities.
Special abilities and ultra... like one of them is his name's Reaper. He's like this kind of looks like the Grim Reaper, and he's got dual wield shotguns, and he has one where he can turn into like a ghost, or he can teleport into a different area.
That's kind of cool.
There's one where he's like a gorilla, and he's like
oh yeah, Winston.
It looks awesome.
Gorilla Grodd.
Gorilla Grodd. That'd be sweet. That'd be awesome if they had a skin for him like that.
So, you're a gamer geek?
Yeah.
You think overall, okay, and you like movies?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. What's your favorite movie then?
There's multiple different ones, but I have to say, my favorite one, there's so many.
If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your entire life, what would it be?
I'd have to say it would have to be Zootopia.
Really?
Yes, that movie was absolutely amazing.
I have not seen it yet. I haven't seen it either.
I've seen it three times.
Crack me up.
Larry has seen it three times.
First saw it twice.
Saw it twice. Is that good?
Yeah, it's really good. It conveys a lot of like racial problems and social problems in a kid-friendly way.
Wow.
I told you.
It took a lot out of it.
I told you that.
I know. Just the way he worded it made me excited.
Is like Donald Trump in it?
No, but they have J.K. Simmons in it.
What?
He plays the mayor.
That is cool.
Someone bring the man spider. He's a menace.
Too bad there aren't any spiders in it.
Okay, so we need to see some Zootopia.
I can't wait for the movie Pets.
Pets? The Secret Life of Pets?
That one looks pretty good.
Because Kevin Hart's going to be the little...
Oh, yeah.
The bunny?
The little... Yeah. It's Snowball. Snowball.
It didn't even sound like Kevin. It's weird, right? Yeah. Most important question for you, Avenger. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It is a sandwich. Thank you. A piece of meat between two pieces of bread, except the hot dog bun.
Is a pizza an open-faced sandwich then? This is ridiculous.
No, because you don't eat it in a sandwich form.
You can.
Calzone?
Calzone is technically
a sandwich.
Calzone's a sandwich.
No, it's not!
It's a sandwich!
I hate you all.
Larry, what's your opinion?
Calzone is a sandwich.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Hot dog? No.
Exactly. There we go.
What? We're tired.
No, because you have
to have... We're 50-50.
No, because you have to have, like, lettuce, tomato, cheese.
Oh, yeah. I just eat straight up...
But putting just...
I put just straight up ham on my sandwich. So you're saying it has to have all those other components to it?
It doesn't have to,
just
but
straight
like
ham sandwich.
Yeah, I
no
just
mustard.
Eat,
I don't like it.
No, sometimes I just
Do you have to like drink a lot of water?
No, I have like this odd thing.
Because like,
dry foods
like,
don't affect me.
I'd be like,
water. I need water. Water. Get out. She's waiting for you to guys her out. She's like, come on.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Okay. She's waiting for me to pour water down from the house. So, we're talking. Actually, I have a topic today.
We do, don't we?
Believe it or not, we do have a topic. Television cartoons. So it's a bonus episode.
A super secret.
That's what
bonus
this is.
Episode.
It's a secret, super secret bonus episode. Not our super original format. Super format that we're used to. Normal
food.
Yeah.
We can still talk about food.
We can talk about food.
We will.
We probably will.
2 hours later.
No, yeah.
2 hours
later. You know the little SpongeBob thing? And
oh, yeah.
2 hours
later.
That's you should put that.
Are you judging us, Larry? Okay.
Nope.
Television cartoons. So, what I'm thinking of is syndicated cartoon series.
TV
show. So, a TV show. Something that is a series is what we're talking about. Did you guys know that TV's very first animated series was named The Crusader Rabbit?
Huh.
It was in the late 1940s, Alex Anderson, the creator of Rocky and Bullwinkle, and the creator of Rocky Bullwinkle, Jay Ward, originated Crusader Rabbit, which was test marked in the late 1940s. It appeared for the very first time on a Los Angeles network, KNBH. On August 1st, 1950, the cartoon series aired during the 1950-51 season on several NBC-owned operated stations. Crusader Rabbit featured the Don Quixote title character, aided by his friend Raglan T. Rags Tiger, as they pursued adventures in the serial. I watched it. Oh, wow. It's black and white.
Yeah.
It is very like Don Quixote type, like westerny.
Okay. Facing like impossible odds.
Yeah. Very very Lone Ranger type.
Yeah.
And then after that, you had a more series kind of come out, like Rocky and Bullwinkle came out in the 50s too. So
I kind of like that. I remember watching that as a kid.
Yeah. And even though it's not a television series, like you can't really talk about animation star without talking about like Felix the Cat.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, Felix the Cat was kind of the very first cartoon on TV, but it wasn't an animated series. And then later on, Donald Duck had a Donald Duck special.
Yeah.
That came out, and that was aired as well as one of the very first animated things on TV. So from there, you had series kind of take over. So for all of us, cartoons that we would be used to would be based in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, right?
Yeah.
But we would not have gotten to these cartoons without things to kind of pave the way.
They did pave the way.
Like Crusader Rabbit or Felix the Cat or Rocky and Bullwinkle.
There's also Oswald the Rabbit.
Oswald the Rabbit as well.
Oswald the
You're
Lucky
correct.
Rabbit.
Oswald
the
Lucky
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Tom, can you name some of these shows that you think kind of paved the way?
Okay. Oh, from there? Yeah, I can name them because they're right in front of me.
Yes.
Okay, so some shows that may have paved the way. Well, I don't know if we would consider this a cartoon, but The Gumby Show.
It did have a cartoon series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, The Gumby.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was more like stop motion with claymation and stuff.
You don't think that's a cartoon?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of right.
That could be a cartoon.
Okay, so let's skip The Gumby Show.
Okay.
F Gumby. I'm going to take Gumby
and put him on my mouth.
Put Gumby in my mouth.
Okay. He's gone.
What was this horse's name?
It's
Pokey.
Escalated.
Okay, I'm going to put Pokey in my mouth.
Horse burgers.
It's escalated to PG-13.
We are not PG.
It was G. There was one sentence that made it go to PG.
PG and then boop.
No. Why? How is it PG? I just want to put Gumby in my mouth.
I'll start with the geyser stuff.
That's true.
But the Gumby tastes delicious. What do you think Gumby tastes like?
Watermelon.
I think Gumby would taste like
watermelon. He's green like a watermelon.
Or like Laffy Taffy, maybe.
Yeah.
He's made out of Laffy Taffy. Okay.
I'm sorry to cut you off, sir.
Oh, yes.
He's always smiling.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh, Mr. Two Stars.
Mr. Two Stars.
The Huckleberry Hound Show.
Okay.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh.
Quick Draw McGraw. Oh. Popeye. Yogi Bear Show. Deputy Dog Show. Astro Boy. The Flintstones. The Pink Panther Show. Fat Albert. The Jetsons. Super Friends. Bugs Bunny Show. And Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yes. Those are all pretty much shows that were before our time.
A little before our time.
Ranging from the 50s all the way to the early
But like,
late
kids, like a bunch of those names, kids nowadays still, like, they know who
they
are.
Still know. Something I realized in that list is a lot of those are Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yep, a good chunk of them are.
Yes. Larry and Evan, are you guys, what cartoons out of that list were you familiar with?
I'm actually pretty familiar.
Scooby-Doo.
Sadly,
yeah.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Avenger, sorry.
I picked up on.
I can't see it.
I picked up on. I actually watched a lot of Rocky and Bullwinkle when I was younger.
Oh, really?
We would pick up like the first two seasons from the library and we just marathon through it.
Rocky and Bullwinkle was good, right?
It was. It was like. It was enough like seriousness and then there was a lot of comedy in it.
Yes.
Okay, so
the what was the other show that they had with Rocky and Bullwinkle? It was Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was kind of part of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
He started on this
yeah,
show. And
you're
he would
right.
do segue to him and
yeah.
Horace and Natasha and Dudley Do-Right. So. Meanwhile, the Frostbite Falls.
So which ones are you familiar with?
Popeye, there? Yogi Bear Show, Flintstones.
I'm going to watch that.
The Pink.
You know
pink
the Flintstones?
Pan- nope. I've never. I've been wanting to get it.
What the
yeah,
heck?
Yeah, but they have a Dougal
okay.
and watch
pink
it.
Pink Panther Show. Fat Albert, The Jetsons, and Bugs Bunny, and Scooby-Doo Worry.
Okay. Have you ever seen The Flintstones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sad. I haven't seen it yet.
Flintstones before.
Oh, man. We need to watch
and
the Flintstones
movie.
Right now.
I have never found it.
Flintstones is pretty good. So those kind of shows all kind of paved the way for the cartoons we're going to talk about, the cartoons of our childhood. Yeah, sir.
Does Disney Disney movies count?
No, because we're just talking about television
cartoons.
Series,
television cartoons.
Yeah.
But even like those ones kind of spawned off the most of the Disney cartoons that we know nowadays.
They did, for sure. And a lot of those things spawned off a lot of different stuff. And it's still in pop culture today.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of movies, like the Popeye movie with Robin Williams.
Like even like Betty Boop, she was pretty famous back in the day.
Yeah. I don't know if she had her own TV show or not.
I don't know, but I think she was part of those.
Yeah, I thought she did.
I feel like I remember seeing a cartoon for her.
Like Felix the Cat, I don't think she really had
a
really syndicated show. She just kind of was famous.
One of my favorite things at Universal is they have that cartoon area in Islands of Adventure. They've got the cartoon area, they've got the Dudley Do-Right ride, the Popeye ride.
The Saw ride.
We kind of harken back to those old cartoons.
Oh.
So,
I forgot about one other thing. In the Rocky and Bullwinkle Adventures, they had Sherman and Peabody, which they made a movie out of.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, man.
Well,
they had that, and there was another,
history
side events. Cartoon. I don't remember what it was.
Well, Dudley Do-Right, like we were talking about?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I like when they do claps.
Like Mr. Peabody.
Oh, the Horse Riders?
No. I'm talking about one cartoons another cartoon together.
Oh, they
so
mean
when they clamor together?
Crossover.
I think of YouTube because it's collaborative.
Everything.
Like in the 80s, they had the Flintstones meets the Jetsons.
Or Scooby Doo meets the Harlem Globetrotters and Batman.
Scooby Doo meets Batman's good. They bought Scooby Doo meets Scooby and WWE out. They got like two of them out where he meets a bunch of wrestlers and stuff. I think they had Scooby Doo Michael Jackson.
I think
what?
That sounds pretty accurate.
All right.
Shaggy all of a sudden becomes a Michael Jackson wannabe.
He's wearing a glove. Instead of like glitter, it's got like Cheetos.
It's made of Scooby snacks.
It's a box. It's the Scooby snacks box.
Yay!
So, what is the first cartoon? Well, so when we're talking about cartoons, there's a bunch of different genres and stuff, right? There's child cartoons like you would watch when you're a baby, right?
Dora
the Explorer.
The learning ones.
All the learning stuff. Milo Einstein stuff. VeggieTales. Baby Einstein.
Bob the Builder was the one I watched all the time.
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
Oh, that one too.
That was my favorite show when I was like a baby.
Lots of shows like that. More childhood cartoons. Winnie the Pooh. They did a Winnie Pooh TV show,
right?
Yeah, they did.
Realistic type cartoons, and then anime and adult content cartoons. Adult content cartoons are very popular right now.
You're going to hear a lot of anime
Morty.
From me.
Rick and Morty. Bob's Burgers.
American
Dad.
Family Guy.
Simpsons.
Bob's Burgers.
The Simpsons.
All that kind of
stuff. My mom's obsessed with
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Bob's Burgers.
I wanted to watch that.
Archer.
It seemed interesting.
It's funny. Yeah. It's not super adult. Not like that.
The first.
It's not like Rick
first,
and Morty. I've heard people quoting it. I'm like, whoa. That's intense.
All the random clips I see of that.
I watch all the episodes of Bob's Burgers that are on Netflix. And the first two seasons can be pretty bad.
Yeah.
But the fourth and third season.
A little more tamey.
Something
I would put in its own category, probably too, is Cartoon Network cartoons.
That's a whole region
regular
itself.
Show. Uncle Grandpa.
My mom likes that show.
Chowder.
It's really weird.
Uncle Grandpa.
Really weird. Uncle Grandpa's really weird too.
That one's
my
weird.
My mom
it's
likes
funny.
Some Uncle Grandpa.
What's that? Adventure Time, thank you. All you do is grab your leg and you knew where I was going.
My cousin watched Adventure Time all the time. When they were like six.
So, yes, all the time.
All the time.
So it's a regular show, which is great too.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with Avenger. Avenger, what is the very first cartoon you remember watching?
The very first one, I have to say when I was younger, I actually have to thank my older brother and older sister. They introduced me to a lot of cartoons that I watched when I was younger. The first cartoon I would say was actually Beast Wars.
Oh, I watched Beast Wars
so much.
Beast Wars? I remember Beast Wars when I was a kid. So. Yeah.
What's that?
It's Transformers.
Meets animals.
So yes. Basically they crash land on Earth, and there's dinosaurs, and then they transform into dinosaurs and...
Fusion.
So, Beast Wars is like, they use a traditional Transformers characters.
It's in the same, well, sort of, it's actually in the same, it's canon.
It's
so basically, they go through a black hole, and it takes them back in time to just after the Ark crashes on Earth, but they're stuck in, like, prehistoric times with dinosaurs and stuff, so instead of being, like, able to transform into cars and stuff, they scan the environment, they transform into dinosaurs.
Into an animal that's near them.
And the, usually the two sides are like the Maximals.
Yeah,
which
Maximals.
Are more based on mammals and stuff. And then the Decepticon. Predacons. And they're based on more like.
I liked how they gave all the characters different names, except for obviously
Megatron,
Optimus.
Is still Megatron.
And Optimus Primal. They just changed
it a little
bit.
But Megatron's still Megatron. Yeah. He never stopped being evil, apparently.
You were.
Or dies.
You were probably young when that came out.
I was like 6 or 7.
Yeah. So
when
that
you
was
said Transformers and animals, I thought of animals like on wheels. So I thought like
well,
instead
rat
of
trap.
Legs, they had wheels.
A cheetah going faster than 70 miles an hour.
Did you see the video on Facebook and Instagram?
Optimus dog wheelchair. Thanks, Avenger.
Yeah, game move.
That wasn't funny. Okay. That's like on Instagram and on Facebook, and it's like it's a little bunny, and it doesn't have its back legs, and it has a little wheelchair.
He's really a transformer.
That's what I was
Bunny Tron.
And then there's the one in the Secret Life of Pets trailer with the old dog with the little wheelchair in the back.
Like, how have you been doing?
Paralyzed. Follow me.
Drops down a tube. Oh!
No, the animals are like, how have you been doing? And the dog's like, paralyzed. They're like,
paralyzed. Larry, what is your first cartoon you remember watching?
Either Blue's Clues or Bear in the Big Blue House.
Bear in the Big Blue
House. Oh.
I got nightmares.
Not
that's
more
what?
Of a live action.
More puppets because he's a giant bear suit.
That's more Jim Henson.
Larry was straight up obsessed with that show. She was like 2 or 3. I'm going to tell an embarrassing Larry story here.
Oh,
we went to Hollywood Studios at Disney.
No,
and they had a live Bear in the Big Blue House show. Larry was like 2.5, 3 years old. And all the seats up front were taken because we came in late, so we had to sit in the back on the floor.
Oh, God.
And the ladies from the stay up on the stage, one of them had to come up because she would not stop screaming for Bear. She said, Bear! 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 And kept like trying to run at the stage, and we wouldn't let her, she'd like start crying.
Oh,
and so the lady was having to come over and like play with her and interact with her and
oh,
stuff.
Man.
That's
it
the
was,
one thing I'm kind of really touchy about Disney. When you go to like Magic Kingdom and they've got the mascots, especially the human ones. They're just freaky.
Building is still there.
It is.
That
now
they
got like Disney Junior.
Yeah, they got like Disney Junior.
Oh,
they got Doc McStuffin.
But like the
I like when they
like, rotated, right?
Doc
I'm just so done with that show.
That's my cousin's favorite.
Really?
My niece loved that show for a long time.
You almost
Doc McStuffin. It's like
her.
My little cousin.
It's like her stuffed animals come to life or something. Right?
Yeah, and she helps
like,
other
yeah,
stuffed animals.
She has little, the magic stethoscope or something that they come to life when she kills.
Oh, yeah, like all the stuffed animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr.
My
Chief Star.
Yeah, Benny.
Oh, sorry, Larry. What? No, go ahead.
I said my cousin watches that.
Yes, she does. Mr. Two Stars. First TV show you remember watching.
First cartoon TV show that I remember watching. It's hard to say, like being like a straightforward cartoon. I know I used to love like the I know it's probably not my first, but the X-Men and Spider-Man series that was in the '90s. I love those shows. Those ones I remember
those too.
So those are the ones you remember
oh, wait,
like watching.
Probably actually not think about maybe Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
That was my jam as well.
Ninja Turtles for me is the one I remember the most first watching. I'm sure I saw cartoons before then, but for me, like, that's the one that sticks out in my head the most.
Yeah.
The Turtles was probably my first geek obsession when I was a kid.
Turtles were awesome.
My brother had He-Man, and I had Turtles. And I love the Turtles. I had Turtles everything. So that's the first, like, cartoon I remember watching. When I was a little kid, I remember Mr. Rogers, not really a cartoon.
No.
Sesame Street, not really a cartoon.
Yeah, I was thinking those things, too, but they're not really cartoons.
They're live action.
Puppets.
The coolest thing about
Mr. Hooper
when I was growing up was when my brother still lived in our house, he had like Transformer toys, he had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and when sometimes he would like this is going also skipping forward a little bit. He would read One Piece to me, which is a manga. He would read it to me, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. That's how I got introduced to most of the stuff that I like today.
That's cool. That's pretty neat. Manga is something I have not read before.
I have, like, six of them.
It's like Japanese comic books.
Yeah.
A lot of them spun off, in their own anime and stuff.
Right. Right. So I figure that we could probably talk about cartoons all day long. We
probably could.
Different branches, everything else. So I thought it would be good for us to kind of concentrate this into cartoons from our childhood.
Okay.
What our favorite cartoons were in our childhood, memories, stuff like that. So I figured we all would kind of list off what cartoons remember the most from our childhood. I've got a huge list.
You got a pretty good size list.
I got a medium-sized list.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, He-Man, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Doug, Ren and Stimpy, Looney Tunes, Tiny Toons, Batman the Animated Series. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, so
cool. Garfield and Friends, X-Men, Spider-Man, Animaniacs, Mighty Max, The Simpsons.
How excited were you real quick when they put Animaniacs on Netflix?
Super excited. Yeah. I watched a couple episodes already.
I've watched a couple as well.
Surprised you haven't finished it.
Because I got so much other stuff I watch.
Being an adult stinks.
Yes, it does. Rescue Rangers, and then probably more my teenage years than SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, because that was more late 90s.
Yeah.
That was. I think everybody can at least has seen at least one episode of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob is a serious season of it.
It's a universally known.
For me, things that probably define my childhood in that list is probably Turtles. Darkwing Duck, like the old Disney cartoons, and the X-Men, Spider-Man, and then Batman animated series.
Yeah.
I still watch that and have a couple seasons on DVD to this day. So, Mr. Two Stars.
A lot of that stuff on that list is the same as mine.
Pretty
so
similar.
Ninja Turtles, Looney Tunes, Batman, Spider-Man, a lot of Simpsons. Like, I really got into that when I was, like, 10 years old, well, maybe, like, 8 to 10 years old to about 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. Something I thought that maybe you, like, for you, you would get more into, like, things like, what was it here? Where was the part of the list? And I was like, I bet you Tom watched stuff. Yes, exactly. Battletoads. That shark show. What was the shark show
Street
called?
Street Sharks.
Battletoads.
I had like five of their toys. They were pretty sweet.
Yeah. That was kind of the stuff like the Richie Rich cartoon.
Brain. Oh,
Pinky and the Brain. I kind of thought was
that
my
was,
childhood.
The
that
Super
was,
Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh,
think
yeah.
About that one.
Pinky and the Brain was also kind of with
Animaniacs
though.
Yeah,
so it was in
started.
There.
It was.
Yeah, and then they branched out into their own show.
Super Show.
Even in middle school.
Did you see it on Netflix now we're talking about while you're in the bathroom?
There's a lot. Like, going through this, there's a lot of
stuff. Sabrina the Animated Series,
yeah.
Digimon, Pokemon.
Oh, I love, like, Digimon the first, like,
Digimon.
Two seasons.
Oh,
yeah. I love that.
And I kind of thought Pokemon was probably...
I did, yeah. I watched that a lot when I was, like, fourth and fifth grade when it first came out.
I didn't really watch it that much.
All right, Avenger. What about you? Some childhood TV shows for you.
I could list off quite a few. Definitely Ninja Turtles, Batman, animated series. I watched, this is going a little bit later, but I watched Clone Wars. I was so mad when they ended that. I was like, they left it at a weird cliffhanger.
It was terrible
when they ended it. I was like, no.
So, how about you, Larry? What are some you can think of?
I have a whole list in my head.
Okay.
Like, just all cartoons is what you're...
Ones that you remember from your childhood that's more your generation.
Like 10 and younger?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Big Blue House. Bear in the Big Blue House. Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Possible. I have a whole list, but...
You said Arthur earlier, right?
Oh, I love Arthur the Aardvark.
Oh, I thought you were talking about regular Arthur.
Hey Arnold?
Yeah, Hey Arnold.
Fairy Odd Parents.
Oh, yeah.
There's more.
So some cartoons I was thinking of from you guys' childhood... Courage, a Cowardly Dog.
Yes.
Pokemon. Yeah. Arthur.
Nah, not much.
SpongeBob. Which we talked about. The original. The original Teen Titans.
Yeah.
I'm the impression guy. Ugh. And like throw down.
I just left it inside.
Just no.
I was like, oh yeah, I'll do my spot. Nah, I won't do my
spot.
That's just petty.
How dare you?
Johnny Bravo.
Oh, I love Johnny. It was so scary. Mama loved Johnny Bravo.
That was awesome.
Hey, Foxy, Mama.
P E to the T T Y.
What?
Petty.
Oh. I was confused for a second.
The petty and the guy does all the cheerleading.
Sharkeisha. Pinky and the Brain. Yeah. Dexter's Laboratory. We didn't mention Tom and Jerry.
I know somebody that still watches.
Yu-Gi-Oh for you guys.
Not as much.
I watched like a whole season, but then I was just dropped off.
What is that?
It's a card game with monsters. And then they made a show about it. So, yeah, it's a lot like Pokemon.
Cat Dog.
Like Pokemon and Magic.
Yeah, I remember watching Cat
Dog. Cat Dog.
Rugrats.
Yeah, Justice League.
There was this Rugrats show.
Justice League. Hey Arnold. Samurai Jack.
Oh, I love
Dragon Tales. Word Girl.
Recess. Oh, I love
Rocket
Recess.
Power. Wild Thornberries. Powerpuff Girls.
Yes,
Powerpuff Chicken.
Invader Zim.
Invader Zim was great.
With the witch.
Sabrina? Oh, Lizzie McGuire?
Yeah. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
They had the live action where she was a teenager, and then they did an animated version, which was like when she was younger, before she knew she was a witch.
So something that I've noticed is from the early, I guess we could say invention, to cartoons, to now, they have gotten weirder and weirder and weirder.
It's almost like they have to try hard to just be odd in order to be accessible now.
I think the weirdest show I've seen is Uncle Grandpa. It's just so random and weird.
Uncle Grandpa is very random and weird.
My mom loves that show.
It's good. It's an odd show.
Yeah, it's fun, but it is random. Very random and weird too.
He's everyone's
all those
Uncle
Cartoon
Grandpa.
Network shows. But I think a lot of ones that kind of paved the way for that are the ones like Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
SpongeBob, I guess, probably paved the way.
There's morbid kind of fan theory about Ed, Ed, and Eddie, about how all these kids like died.
Yeah, they're like,
and they're in purgatory, and so they all like lived on the same block, so they're all friends, and they all like died. Like you never see them leave the block. Like,
yeah, you never see their parents either,
and they never see the parents. They never go to school.
Who?
It's like a really
Ed, Ed, and Eddie
fan theory.
I don't
know. Right? I know.
Oh my god!
I'm sad.
Okay.
It's scary right now.
Okay. So there's this show. And it was on a while ago, and I think it was on Nickelodeon, and it was like with the little bunnies and stuff, right? With the little bunnies, you know what I'm talking about?
Was it a Nick Jr. show or a regular Nick show? It was a Nick Jr. show, I think.
It was the little boy bunny.
Bill Cosby.
Let me search this up.
Little Bill. But there's
baby boy bunny and then his sister and then the grandma.
Oh,
there's like this whole story to it where his grandma like Oh my god, I know this.
I know that show you're talking about.
I used to watch it all the time.
But that made me think of another show.
Until I saw an article online and I started crying.
Google it. It was Nickelodeon.
There's another morbid thing.
Did you see this story?
No.
No, there was another morbid thing that I heard about. Cool. It was the same thing with the Rugrats. Apparently, all the kids are dead when they died, when they were close to being born. So the twins, they got killed in a car crash. The redhead with the glass. I'm forgetting what his name is.
A zombie cartoon. I remember, it's the same thing.
They're kind of like purgatory.
So they were like split. No, I remember that. They're like, and that, it wasn't quite like that. Their personalities. And though I think the thing was they died.
Welcome back to the dead kidnapper,
right? But they didn't know the gender, so they created both. So like the baby died before it had a gender, so they created both Phil and Lil. And Chucky, who was the redheaded.
I think he...
I remember reading something like that.
I think he drowned in like the bathtub or something.
Something like that.
Whoa, okay.
It's getting too dark.
I'm still looking.
We're going to Edgar.
When Larry was talking about that, it made me think of Muppet Babies.
What would you search for?
Yeah, Muppet Babies.
Oh, I remember the Muppet Babies.
What would you search for?
I'll Google it.
Okay, there was so there was, my whole point was there was like this whole story to it where it was like what the creator of the show said about what the whole purpose of it was. Why the little boy bunny couldn't talk because he never talked in movies. Because his Disney, you want to keep it PG, so I'm not gonna.
Go ahead, go for it.
The grandma raped the little.
Oh yeah, no, we're not going there.
Yeah,
no, we're not.
I didn't think you were gonna go that hardcore.
Okay.
Oh, that made it even worse.
Oh, go ahead.
You
have
to make it top two stars. Scared right now.
That was so scary.
I'm
gonna take my memory.
Deep Fried Geeks episode over.
This is Edgar Allan Poe version.
I love this.
So, what do you guys like about cartoons?
Let's go a little bit cheery now.
That's for sure.
Let's not go to the fan theories right now.
No more fan theories.
It's not a fan.
So, Atomic Two starts.
Mm-hmm. What do I love about cartoons?
Yeah, why do you like
cartoons? It's a nice departure from reality. So, as a kid, sometimes things were tough. You know, I grew up, I was kind of a big kid, so, like, I got teased a little bit. So, cartoons should be a nice little takeaway from reality. You don't have to think about homework or have to worry about chores, blah, blah, blah. It's just nice to just jump into an imaginative world and have fun.
Right. I think you explained that for me as well, too. I think that, and then also, as an adult now liking cartoons, I like it because cartoons are a lot deeper than people think they are.
Yeah. Unless it's like Adventure Time. That's just weird.
Some you could just disappear and you're like Adventure Time, SpongeBob. But then there's stuff that's deeper, too. Turtles is a little deep, but like Batman the Animated Series, stuff like that. It's just some of it's a lot deeper. Even Looney Tunes, some episodes, stuff like that. How about you, Avenger?
Sometimes it's just because, especially with like SpongeBob, even My Little Pony a little bit. It just made me laugh. It was just funny at sometimes. It was the same thing with MLP. There were a lot of serious episodes.
Oh, My Little Pony?
Yes.
Yes, there are a lot of serious episodes of My Little Pony.
The coronation one, the wedding one with Cadence.
Yeah.
That one was a lot more serious.
Yeah, and they have a lot of good morals and meanings.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I love me some My Little Pony.
I don't watch it as much.
Like the last episode.
Yeah.
The last episode is pretty good.
I know I'm going to be sad right now, but there was, I think it was the last episode, but Tom gets rejected by, like, a girl cat, and he's, like, super depressed, and then Jerry ends up the same way, and then they're just sitting on a train track, and the screen goes black, and you just hear a train coming through, and they're just sitting there. It's just super sad.
What? What are you guys doing to us?
I didn't know that.
Hey!
That's what I was
this
trying
is
to
like Deep Fried Geeks
I'm out! Emo version! Deep Fried Geeks ruin childhoods!
That's why haven't said for the last 10 minutes. I've been trying to say for the last 10 minutes.
Destroyed it.
Funny show that you were thinking of, Larry, is called Max and Ruby.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to love that show Max until I saw that article. I like crying in my room.
I'm sad also now.
There are some weird things.
There was other stuff about it.
Why do you guys think cartoons are so popular?
Because kids don't have anything else to do.
Well, now they have, like...
And they will watch cartoons.
Okay.
Or you eat
cartoons.
Another delicious cartoon.
Like in the morning. And
put cartoons in my mouth.
Sorry.
I was talking. No, like, I remember when I was younger and in Michigan.
You're in Michigan, you're younger.
And I was younger, and they had the Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
You would get your cereal and go up on the couch.
That was the best. You had Seymour cartoons from like 8 a.m. to like 11.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
those were the bomb diggity.
Diggity, diggity, diggity.
I didn't really grow up with those, but whenever we went to like a hotel, I would take advantage of it if we were on the weekend. I'd be like, I'm waking up extra early, turn on the TV, go to Cartoon Network, and just watch.
Yeah. Me too. When I was young, I didn't really have Nickelodeon Cartoon Network, so when I was at
we didn't
house,
have cable.
That's not Sophie. Stop. Like,
this is what we do when people aren't around and we podcast. I pet his head.
I style my hair.
So, trying to give you guys the full Deep Fried Geeks experience.
That's right. And a little panache of this.
I have to live.
I need to be immersed in it.
I have to live.
Take
it
in.
I have to live with it every single day.
Wait till we start petting each other's beards.
Yeah.
I'll pet my imaginary mustache.
the beard rub thing you do with your friends.
Yeah.
Tommy
Two Stars, why do you think cartoons are so popular?
Well, everybody has that child inside them. So I think it's foolish to just, like, deny
the dead
that
child.
The dead, dying child, apparently.
As people get older, that child dies.
Really dark. I don't know.
Everybody has a little bit of a child.
So they like to, unless you can repress that, unless you didn't have a good childhood, I guess. But everybody, you know, they grew up, especially in this day and age, there's always been cartoons.
Right.
So everybody has probably at least one or two cartoons that they remember watching as a kid and loving.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's why. In this day and age, it's impossible to not say you haven't seen a cartoon.
Right. Cartoons can go places and do things that regular TV shows.
Right. They can talk about topics that regular TV shows can't because, you know, it's softer.
Yeah, right. And I think that's why a lot of the adult content shows are so popular now. Like South Park, Family Guy, American Dad, because they address those serious hot button topics.
Yeah.
But it's a cartoon.
So
it's not hurting anybody and it's not offending people as much. Da 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 da. So I think that's kind of what it is, you know. It's attending that person's inner child, but it's also giving them an escape, but it's also an outlet as
pushing
well.
Pushing the envelope.
Opening that envelope, putting it in his mouth.
Putting the mouthy envelope.
So,
mouthy up.
From Harry Potter. So, what are your guys?
If you don't do,
I was trying to think like of a number. Like, what's your favorite cartoon ever? And I thought that'd be really hard.
Yeah.
Or like five favorite cartoons. I thought it was too much. So I thought like top three favorite cartoons for you. What are three cartoons that have touched you, have shaped your life, have been a major escape for you? What's three cartoons that you could not live without? That if someone had said, hey, you could pick through these three television cartoon series, you can never watch anything else ever again. What would be the three cartoons? Let's go ahead and start with Larry, since she's not paying attention.
I am paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Called multitasking.
Okay.
Talking with mothers.
Oh, okay.
Mother. Mom.
Okay.
Mother, what's
not
the mother from Rapunzel? Mother
Gothel.
Mother Gothel.
Mother, talking to Mother Gothel.
Mother knows best.
Best.
I will do. You will do what I tell you to do. Now clean the floors. I'm going to go get some apples.
No, that's not Rapunzel. That's Snow White with the apples.
No, well,
Well, Shiko's not.
She leaves her in the tower all the time.
Okay, so I really didn't watch a lot of cartoons when I was younger.
Well, not you can include one nowadays.
Okay, so like I would say Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Kim Possible. And
you love naked mole rats, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say yeah, SpongeBob. Or either Winnie the Pooh, because I was obsessed with that.
Okay, cool. Time for 2 stars. How about you, buddy?
Let's see. If I had to pick 3, I'd have to say... Probably, Family Guy. There's lots of times I just sit down and just, like, plow through Family Guy.
Okay.
You know, you can go through, like, just either waste time or, like, entertain yourself with Family Guy. There was a little TV show that didn't last very long. Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
Yeah, that was a good show.
On Disney.
I've seen clips of that.
That would be 1 of your 3?
Yeah, I love that show. It's got Buzz Lightyear in it. I love Buzz Lightyear. Let's see what else. Buzz Lightyear tattoo. I thought about like.
Oh, we could get matching Star Command tattoos.
Oh boy,
that would be sweet. Oh,
they should have done a roller coaster for Buzz Lightyear. So it's like you're flying around on like his jetpack.
Oh, that would be pretty cool, actually.
Flying
around. Or you're in his box.
You're in his box.
The box he comes in.
Imagination.
Cool. So that was 2.
Breaking in.
Well, the whole thing is we had to, like, kind of stick to TV shows. And I watched a lot more movies when I was younger than TV shows some of the time. But, so 3 might have to be... that Ninja Turtle. Okay, I'm gonna change my 1 to Ninja Turtles because I just love the Ninja Turtles. And my 3 would have to be. Futurama.
So Futurama.
I scared what it's Turtles. So Ninja Turtles, Futurama, and Buzz Lightyear.
That one surprises me.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, it was a good cartoon though.
It was good.
But I think it's underrated and people don't think about that a lot. We didn't even mention that at all. Mine are easy. Someone name mine off real quick because I know off the top of my head.
Batman.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Batman the Animated Series. You know me so well. And I was trying to think of an adult content show because you gotta have that. For me, it's gotta be The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Like,
okay.
I love Family Guy. I like Bob's Burgers a lot. But The Simpsons have been there since I was a little kid.
You can't stop The Simpsons.
Yeah. I love Homer. And Marge and that whole
thing. That was like my favorite arcade game when I was a kid. Was the Simpsons arcade game.
Yes,
I would always want to play that.
How about you, Avenger?
Mine aren't in a specific chronological order. But I have to say, Young Justice.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
That one was good.
It looks pretty cool.
Regular show.
Yes! Chips and Dips.
Chips and Dips.
Thomas!
There's my butt pants.
Chocolate cake.
That's such an odd. I gotta watch this show. Get caught up on all this.
Good show, man.
I'm fading fast. Don't worry. I got some coffee.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. My mom is like in the morning.
Drinking coffee.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. Okay. So regular show, Young Justice,
and I would have to say it would actually have to be The Simpsons as well.
Yes.
That one I watched
a lot.
They're
timeless.
Yeah.
I feel like from the basic childhood, because I have like the really simple shows, and then you guys have like all these geeky stuff.
Yeah, you're basic. Basic white girl.
Oh my god, she's a basic girl.
Pumpkin Spice.
I know what you're going to say. I thought of...
PG. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
I never heard you laugh like that before.
He's gonna compose himself.
This episode is so weird.
This is an interesting
laughter.
Okay. Favorite individual cartoon characters. So who's your favorite cartoon character of all time?
Oh, we didn't get through Larry's yet.
Oh, we didn't do Larry's?
Yeah,
you do. We're too loud.
Kim Possible.
Yeah. Kim Possible.
Oh, that's right.
Bob's Burgers.
And probably...
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I said Winnie the Pooh.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
That's right.
Squarepants. So, favorite individual cartoon character?
Individual cartoon.
Right. Three of them?
Yes. No, just one. Who's your favorite cartoon character of all time?
Oh,
kind of hard, right?
I know, yeah. I know. I got one.
Kind of hard.
Oh, well, two.
For me, and I know he wasn't in my list or anything, but I really get a kick out of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Okay.
Like when we went to Universal and the SpongeBob was there and I just wanted to hug him and squeeze him and kiss him. Put him in my mouth. I love it.
Get an ice cream cone and then you can do that.
I love how he's such a giant kid.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be a doll and he's a fry cook. He's
like 20.
Yeah. And he's like super nerd. So I really like some of these in SpongeBob. He's probably my favorite individual character. How about you, Tommy? Mr. Stars.
Tony
Stank?
Package it for Tony Stank.
Throwback.
Bender?
Yeah. Because he's just like in your face. He doesn't care. He does what he wants.
I've seen a couple episodes of Futurama.
So funny.
He's a robot.
Yeah.
From a show called Futurama.
An alcoholic.
Isn't he like the one with the square face?
Huh?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of.
Bender.
I haven't seen the show.
You like his sense of humor?
Yeah.
You probably like.
You can buy my booty.
The alien from American Dad, too. What's his name?
Roger.
You probably like Roger, too, right?
I'm pretty sure I asked you to get me some pecan sandy.
That was good.
All right, how about you, Larry?
Okay, just one.
Just one, your favorite.
When I was
character.
Younger or like now?
Just all together.
All time. Numero uno.
I have two. Can I say two?
All right, we'll do
go
two.
For it.
We'll break the rules.
Louise from Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
And Patrick from...
Patrick Starfish.
Patrick Starfish. He's retarded.
Ooh. Patrick is pretty.
It's funny, like, I was...
And here comes the tiny fist!
I read this thing where it's like, the reason why Patrick's so dumb is because he lives under a rock.
And he has sand everything.
Darn right, I never thought about that.
He's got sand everything. He's
got sand on my buns.
Except for a television. That's the only actual piece of technology he's got.
SpongeBob?
I love that show, but like if you think about it, there's like adult episodes.
Oh yeah, there is.
It was supposed to be an adult TV
show.
The
swear one was interesting.
It's the
escalators. Eels.
The dolphin is covering up everything.
Yeah.
Dolphin.
So how about you, Avenger?
One individual one. This is difficult for me. I have to say Mordecai.
Mordecai is cool.
Mordecai.
He is the bluebird from Regular
Blue
Show.
Mordecai.
He's super cool.
One.
Why Mordecai?
I feel like he's like a SpongeBob in a sense, but he's a little bit more mature.
Yes, you're correct. He is. He's more mature than Rigby.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your best cartoon memory? Like, what is something from your childhood that just you go back on and it just makes you feel warm and fuzzy? Kind of like how we talk about food memories. For me, Larry kind of touched on it a little bit, is being a kid and Saturday morning cartoons, waking up, eating cereal in the morning, and watching Saturday morning cartoons was pretty awesome.
You were in the back.
This takes me back. How about you, Top Me Two Stars?
It's kind of the same thing. Like, I remember, you know, when Saturday morning, you don't have school.
And to be on solo.
And, you know, you get to actually not have to worry about waking up early.
Yeah.
go over to the couch and veg out and watch cartoons.
Yeah. Awesome.
I feel like I have something over that one.
How about you, Larry?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, too? Well, y'all got Saturday. How about you, Avenger?
Mine is actually just spending, like, a whole day with my older sister, older brother, which he doesn't really stay here that much. But one of the most fun times I can remember is me, my older and younger sister, we sat down for, like, a day, and we just picked off, like, 7 different cartoons from Cartoon Network that were on Netflix. So we had, like, Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Laboratory, Powerpuff Girls, Courage the Cowardly Dog, and we just marathoned through them.
That's awesome. Super cool. You had snacks all day and stuff?
Yeah.
That sounds like an awesome
I think my mom actually made nachos that day.
Nice.
That's a big day.
So, those are kind of all our opinions on cartoons and stuff. I thought we would kind of talk about other opinions, people's opinions a little bit, and some lists I found. Talking about this stuff made me think about what was the best cartoon ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody saw, I did a poll on our Twitter about that as well. And the general consensus from our Twitter page was The Simpsons.
Simpsons?
We got 100% of the votes. Ranker.com is a website where people and fans can go to and rank stuff.
Right.
So they have different lists, and you can thumbs up it or thumbs down it, and it puts it on the list. So on this list for Ranker.com, it's got the top 50 best cartoons voted by fans. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Hold on.
That's longest running.
Longest running.
That's longest running. Here is Ranker's. That's the list I was looking for. The top, I figured we would go over the top 10 on this list of people's top 10 of fans in general. Who would they say the top 10 best cartoons of all time are?
I think all three of us should guess.
How about trying to guess the number one? Did you guess number one, Larry and Avenger? No?
Number one.
Numero uno.
I have to. This is going to take a little bit of brain power.
It's something you've all looked at.
I think I'm actually going to say The Simpsons. I'm going to say they're number one.
Nope, they
are number two. Number one is Looney Tunes.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So top 10 ranked by fans. Looney Tunes, number one. Simpsons, number two. Number three, Tom and Jerry. I really know the sad ending.
Yeah,
I
know, right?
Number four, The Flintstones. Number five, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yep.
Number six, SpongeBob SquarePants. Number seven, Batman the Animated Series. Boom in your face. Damn. Number eight, Avatar The Last Airbender.
I love that show.
That was my show right there. I wanted to shave my head and do that. I asked my mom to do that.
Number nine.
Meanwhile, in the Fire Kingdom.
Because I have Amazon Prime, so I can watch it right on my box.
I have a secret. I thought I could control water in my hands like that girl.
What?
So, like, whenever we ever go to the beach.
You're a waterbender?
Yeah, whenever we would go to the beach, I would pretend to move the waves.
Number nine is Dexter's Laboratory. And number 10 is Futurama. So, that's that list. So, going off that list, it made me think, like, okay, that's fans' opinions, but I think people vote with their dollars, right? People vote with their time and dollars and attention. So for me, what I thought is the longest-running television shows would kind of give you kind of a top 10, right?
Yeah.
Because if it's the most viewed, it's going to be on longer, and if people keep viewing it, it means it should be pretty damn good, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
So number one most longest running television cartoon is also the number one longest running television show ever of all time.
Oh, Simpsons.
Is The Simpsons. Yeah.
Then it's SpongeBob.
Number two is South Park.
Oh, yeah, South
Park. What
the heck? It got discontinued from.
SpongeBob better be top three.
Top five at least.
Has to be. That's
top
been
five.
My computer's being slow.
Arthur? Oh, I loved Arthur. Yeah,
I didn't think Arthur's been on for a really long time.
Since I was a young
lad. It's still currently running.
Man.
How?
Way to go, Arthur.
I know.
Yeah.
Every day when you're walking down the street. Everybody that you
number four.
He's a moose, right?
Is Looney is the Bugs Bunny and
he's
Tweety
a moose,
show?
Right?
A moose is our
number five is Arbor. Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Really?
Coast to Coast.
Six was King of the Hill. Seven is Family Guy. Eight is Ninja Turtles.
And
number nine is SpongeBob.
That's stupid.
D-U-R-T-Power.
And then
throw the computer away.
Yeah.
Throw
but you're thinking of, I think what they're listing is like different incarnations and stuff. Because like Turtles hasn't always been airing that long, but I think all the different.
Yeah, it's been running basically since 1985.
Yeah.
They've had several.
They've had new versions
so.
Of it.
Right.
I actually kind of like the new version.
Live
of
action. Several animation styles.
I actually liked the old animation one.
I liked the old animation one better, too.
The
so you can find all those lists on Ranker.com. Cartoons are amazing. Michelangelo
all
is
right.
A party dude.
Yeah.
What's your favorite theme song?
My favorite theme song?
Teenage Mutant Turtles.
That is currently my ringtone, Teenage Mutant Turtles.
I'm
SpongeBob, right? It's a good
SpongeBob
one.
Who is it? A pineapple under the sea.
The animated theme song, which is really ominous and epic sounding.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible theme song.
I'm only. I actually like the Digimon's opening.
That was a pretty good one.
That one
was good.
Oh, okay.
It got you hyped up.
Flintstones, the
Pokemon,
the Jetsons.
When I used to.
I
want to
be the very best. Like no one ever was. Da-na-na.
Can't stand the fiery test. The train that nails my cars.
Da-na-na.
I'm gonna
catch them all.
Pokemon! You and me.
Pikachu! Charizard! Squirtle 2! Hanging out at the park. At the petting zoo. Gonna eat
just
the chicken nuggets.
Just don't touch his tail.
Cause don't make a Pikachu mad, cause he's gonna let you on fire with his lightning strikes!
Pika Pika!
Is that
kinda
how it goes?
Yeah,
something like that. Somebody get this man a contractor, cause he's
gonna
make music. He's
got
a
much better
business.
Than
the Simpsons.
It's so recognizable.
Rugrats?
Rugrats.
Yeah. That was pretty good too. Darkwing Duck's theme is pretty cool too.
I remember that one.
I remember DuckTales.
Darkwing Duck.
I remember the show.
He's a duck with the mask and fighting crime. Karate chopping bad guys all the time. Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
I'm making that up.
I'm making it up. Let's make it up. I actually like DuckTales.
Is that actually worse?
Yeah. DuckTales. You're right. That's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
So, Avenger, how did you like your first DFG episode?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Woo. I think I had to pause it because I was laughing so much. I didn't want to miss anything.
Well, how about being... you can't put, like, being live here with us. How's this
doing
this?
It's like...
It's
like hanging out with George Lucas.
Oh,
unfathomable.
Oh, my gosh. I feel the force welling up.
It's like being
right
a celebrity.
Now. Oh, thanks,
celebrity.
Buddy. All right. Thanks for joining us today with the cartoon news.
Yeah.
This is probably your longest podcast ever.
I've been Matt Man.
I don't know.
And you've been...
I've been Tommy, not one, not three, but two.
And
so.
You've been...
Larry.
And you've been...
Avenger.
Watch TV. Put in your eyes. Cartoons.
Yeah.
Keep calm and
get
calm.
Oh.
Bill.
I was trying to.